Previously on Ragnarok.
Ryan, I have something to tell you. I don't know how to say this, but...
I know.
The good news, the baby's okay. The bad news, he's not exactly human.
There's five of us, and only one parachute. Someone has to stay behind.
So, gentlemen, who's up for a little Russian roulette?
I've been the Shadow Man all along.
No, no!
We're not the only people on this island, and we all know it!
I got the tests back. It's positive.
I was born with both sets of genitalia!
I am not in danger, Skylar. I am the danger. I am the one who knocks.
All right, gentlemen. It's time to conquer the moon. You pack your suitcase and get the fuck out of here!
Think about what you're doing.
I thought about it.
Think about it again.
My wife's pregnant.
We're in the future.
Kill me!
My name is Saltai. I am an officer in the Colonial Fleet. Whatever else I am, that's the man I want to be.
Now none of us ever existed.
Delicious, strawberry flavored death!
Only you or the dog can live.
I think he wants us to pick up where he left off. Saving people, hunting things, family business.
It's time to unchain the T-Rex.
It's always been the dog.
Here's your portion pills.
We have to go back, Kate. We have to go back!
Critical hit, motherfucker!
My God, it's you!
Please, please, I don't belong here!
Thing, Alex, I'm not Meyer.
You're a terrible liar, George. Look at you. You're a wreck. You're sweating bullets.
It's the Kung Pao. George likes his chicken spicy.
We might actually be in the insane asylum.
We've got to get out of these handcuffs, and there's only one way to do it. Put your hand on the chopping block.
All right, just be gentle.
You're a bastard, that's why!
I've run the tests. One of us isn't who they say they are.
Welcome to Ragnarok, your home of the Nerdpocalypse.
Well, hello there, people, and welcome to episode 30 of Ragnarok, the Wii Eulogy, or the Son of Dad. I'm Ed.
I'm Meyer.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Alex.
I am Eric.
We got that out of the way in the beginning. We usually forget about that, and then Maya has to remind us.
Yeah. Well, I think it was the son of Dad. He was sort of whispering in my ear and telling me sweet nothings. And
he's very persuasive.
Me.
That's kind of gross.
Also, we're here for sort of a solemn occasion today, the Wii eulogy. The Wii is passing away, and its successor is coming into our homes and our lives and making us fight horrible zombies.
Do you mean the Wii Mini?
Yes, I mean the Wii Mini.
We don't live in Canada.
All right, sorry. So yes, as Ryan said, we will be eulogizing
the
Wii.
Oh,
that was good, Eric.
I'm so funny.
Everyone
owes me a dollar now.
We're really clever here at Ragnarok, because what we did here...
We are really clever.
What we did here was we took the word eulogy and the word Wii U and we put it together. So we're eulogizing the Wii and then talking about the Wii U.
That one wasn't as funny, though.
Okay, the joke is over now. The joke is ruined. Thanks, you killed it.
It's dead.
I'm out of here.
But as
you know, this unprofessionalism.
That joke practically showed up with a gun in its mouth.
That's true, it did. The joke was suicidal.
Guys, we shouldn't joke about that.
I will.
We're gonna start.
We are gonna
start. I hate you all.
That's good.
Ladies and gentlemen, you might, who am I kidding, gentlemen, you might witness the first on-podcast murder. You just missed the joke there. I said, ladies and gentlemen, oh, who am I kidding, gentlemen.
I'm saying hi to the ladies.
Okay, you can say hi to the ladies.
God. If there are any ladies out there, say hi to Meyer.
See, none of them.
Zero.
Nobody said hi.
I didn't hear anyone saying hi.
Yeah. I heard the ad saying hi to me.
Well, the son of Dad.
That's because he's in all of our brains, right?
No, I don't know the son of Dad. I know Dad, though.
Oh, no. You know the son of Dad.
You just don't know the son of Dad.
Oh, God.
We should talk about the Wii, though, actually, because that's kind of why we're here.
That thing we got here,
the reason we decided to come here and record this.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's something we should do.
And I think we should kick it off on a positive note and talk about what we all liked about the Wii.
The color.
It's a good color.
Didn't it come in... weren't there, like, special Wiis that came in other colors?
White!
Not here.
No.
Nope. There was whites and...
White.
White.
I always quite appreciated the stand it came on. Mm. A little blue stand.
I liked the fact that the light was orange when it was off, and then when it was on, it was green.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have to say, honestly, though, I do appreciate the aesthetics of it, because unlike the PS3 and the Xbox, which is sort of these big hulking things, the Wii was smaller and slimmer, and it actually kind of looked like something you would have in your entertainment console.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, an Xbox is very obviously an Xbox, and a PS3 is very obviously a George Foreman grill. But the Wii is, if you didn't know what it was and you were looking at it, it might be a DVD player or something.
Mm-hmm. It's an unobtrusive.
Yes. It's very unobtrusive.
It's a DVD player that doesn't play DVDs.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. So I thought that was actually a very good job by Nintendo, especially because they were courting the more casual market, where the family's going to want to use this in their living room. You want to make it look like it belongs in the living room.
And it's also more portable, you know, when you bring your Xbox places.
It's a little clunky,
gotta put in that big box and what have you. But the Wii, it's nice and small. And
it's like the size of a big paper hardcover book.
Right, exactly. I think that's a good point.
Maybe a large print.
What about the games, though? I mean, I think a lot of the complaints people had were about the games, but what kind of games...
I mean, well, like any Nintendo console, the first-party games are really what you're going to be going for. And they definitely delivered with a lot of those games. I mean, Mario Wii was one of my favorite Marios I've played.
Super Mario Galaxy 1 and 2 were fantastic, especially the second one.
And then the Zelda game, Twilight Princess.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I owned Twilight Princess before I owned a Wii.
Donkey Kong wasn't bad either.
Skyward Sword was fantastic.
And, of course, Brawl.
Yeah. Also, I'm a huge fan of Metroid. I liked Other M, but Metroid Prime 3 was really good, too. Mm-hmm. It's probably one of the best first-person shooters I've ever
played. Were you given permission to like Other M?
Yes.
Okay, good.
And Donkey Kong Country Returns?
Yes.
I did.
Well, you know what? I don't listen to that.
That's fair.
Apparently.
Did we talk about Mario Galaxy?
Yes. Well, we talked about Mario.
What am I doing here?
I mentioned Super Mario.
Oh, did you? Okay. Yes. You don't listen to Alex either.
So Mario doesn't
neither do you.
Attention. Mario doesn't pay attention to Ed. Ed doesn't pay attention to Alex. Alex, who don't you listen to?
What?
Everyone pays attention to me.
Well, Mario didn't pay attention to me either.
That's true.
What is going on here? Why am I doing it?
Mario's just sitting here by himself. We're all cardboard cutouts. So yeah, I think the first-party title games were definitely where it's at. Also, the party games.
Yeah, the group games on the Wii were probably the most fun things, and the things that got the most play for me on the system. Yeah.
Like, what was that one you had, Eric?
Dokapon Kingdom.
Right.
It wasn't like a big-known game, but still.
It was big-known by me.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's all that matters.
It was big-known by me.
Yes. Ryan got his ass handed to him by Cobalts.
Yeah. Those things fucking suck.
But it was big-known by me.
That was if I remember correctly, it was a game. It was a mixture of an RPG and a board game.
Yeah. It was nice and silly.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Basically, the whole goal was to save the princess, and you were all competing to be the one to save the princess. It was a lot of, and it was for four players. So it was a lot of fun, and it was kind of like Mario Party, but
yeah, and
with a little Final Fantasy infused.
Some of the spaces had random encounters that you could fight. Some of them had setbacks that you would encounter, or prizes that you can get.
Or kobolds.
Yeah. It was a cool game.
And there was a cat who said meow a lot.
Yeah,
most cats do.
But this one is also speaking in English.
And, of course, I mean, Wii Sports is kind of the game that everybody's grandma plays.
Well, yeah.
Or at least mine's grandma
plays. With the system.
She did destroy me at bowling.
Yeah. Well, that was
and
one of the things...
shut that in my face.
...sell the system. You know, a lot of senior centers purchased Wiis for their, you know, for the people who would go there, because if you're 70, you probably can't go bowling and lift a 10-pound bowling ball. But you could lift a 3-ounce Wii remote.
Well, Maya's grandmother used to bowl... not professionally, but like semi-professionally.
Yeah, a team, yeah. Like
she was on a team, and she used to do that a lot, but then obviously as she got older, like you said, she couldn't lift the bowling ball. So it was, she would have fun playing Wii Bowling with me and Meyer and destroying us.
And Wii Bowling was probably the best of the Wii sports.
Yes.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Playing on the Wii with your Mii.
Playing with me on the Wii?
Yeah.
Wii Golf was kind of hilarious.
Yes.
Wii Golf was fun, too.
I remember my do you remember when I first played Wii Golf? I came over, and I just swung the Wiimote randomly, and it was a hole-in-one.
I don't remember that, but I believe it.
Eric remembers
that. I do. That's all that matters.
Yep. I think you're lying. Why am I here?
I'm not a lion. You're a turkey.
Apparently, Meyer has Alzheimer's.
There was also, as you said, Brawl, Smash Brothers, that kind of, it's first party title and a party game.
I mean, that was the game that a lot of people just bought the system strictly for. Friends of mine just call the Wii a Brawl machine.
I think a lot of one of the reasons that I didn't own anything other than Mario Galaxy and Zelda was because they were all party games, and I'm not going to play it by myself.
Yeah.
So I sent, like, and Eric buys everything. So I was just like, all right, well, if I want
to
play.
Wait for Eric.
Although, Brawl, the Subspace Emissary was fun. It was a good single player mode.
I enjoyed it. It was long, too.
Yeah.
And I played Galaxy by myself, because what does the other person playing Galaxy do? They just get their little star bits.
They can shoot them in the second one, too.
Whoa.
Yeah. So don't go dissing.
I think you can shoot them in the first one, too.
Could you? I don't remember. I never played with another person, because it was pointless.
It's you and you're me.
I think the one thing that sort of encompasses all of these things are probably the nostalgia factor. With the virtual console, especially.
Oh, right. Because you could go and purchase games for the previous Nintendo systems that you had liked and play them again.
Yeah, I had Star Fox 64 and Super Metroid. And
Pokemon Snap!
They were all the Super Marios from, Nintendo, Super Nintendo, and Super Mario 64 was one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Ocarina of Time, Majora's Mask.
And it wasn't only, like, first-party stuff. Like, I downloaded Final Fantasy VI on there.
Right. Yeah.
They were relatively well priced too. I think the most expensive was like $15 for like the N64 games. That if you never had an N64 and all your friends are talking about how great Star Fox 64 is, $15 is not too much money, but enough to
Did they ever put GoldenEye on there?
No,
I don't think so. Because Rare,
they had own game. It came out.
They re-released a terrible version.
And there was a golden Wii controller.
You played it and said it was pretty terrible, right, Ryan?
It was all right. It just wasn't as good as a shooter for, say, like the 360, because the graphics were a little bit crappy.
And the controls were terrible.
And the controls were really bad. Like, it was impossible to walk, because when you were... The controls were supposed to work with the Wii Zapper, and you would walk forward with the nunchuck, the thumbstick on the nunchuck. But you were controlling the camera view with the gun, so if you pivoted
the
at all... So if you pivoted at all, you would walk in all sorts of crazy directions. And it was just a pain in the ass to do.
I actually remember... You remember we got nostalgic for GoldenEye 64, so you plugged in your N64, and we're like, wow, these controls are terrible.
Yeah. They lasted all of like 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah. It's funny how great something can be.
Right, it was a staple back in 1997, but...
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the things that they sort of banked on, because Super Mario Brothers, like Super Mario 64, the controls were actually pretty lame, but we still played it anyway, and I think they probably nudged the controls around a little bit.
Well, I mean, but back when the N64 was coming out, that was like, the start of 3D.
Oh, yeah.
So they were still figuring out how camera systems should work and, smooth controllers and everything
like that. Yeah, and I think the N64 controller was designed for someone with three hands.
Yes. Oh, my God.
But we're not talking about the N64. We're talking about the Wii.
That's dead already.
Right. It's been dead.
There were 64 games on the virtual console.
Yes, but we already talked about those.
Well, for me, on the virtual console, the original Nintendo Mario Brothers and the Lost Levels and Zelda were where it's at. We spent, hours and days playing those games and getting killed and getting pissed off.
Oh, fucking Lost Levels.
Getting our asses handed to us by likes.
Oh, yeah. I think that's the other thing that the virtual console sort of reminded me is how hard games used to be.
Yeah.
I probably would still have a hard time beating the original Zelda. Like, if I sat down to play Ocarina of Time and the original Zelda with a clone of myself each playing one. I probably would beat Ocarina of Time before I beat Zelda.
Yeah.
Like Donkey Kong.
Same thing, you know, the, I mean...
No, the original Donkey Kong.
The original Donkey Kong Country.
Donkey Kong Killscreen.
Donkey Kong.
First ever Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a hard game, too.
Yeah, I've never gotten anywhere near the Killscreen.
No.
Oh, not at all.
No way.
And I think I beat the first two levels.
I think that's one thing, though, that the new Donkey Kong Country did actually well, was to translate the difficulty of the Super Nintendo version. I remember playing Donkey Kong Country with Meyer and Alex, and we were getting killed left and right.
Yeah, that was a hard game.
But the Wii wasn't perfect.
No,
it did have a couple of failures, I'd say. You know, like all of the junk it came with, all the peripherals, and
no, I mean it didn't come with that though. But once people realized that,
once
companies realized that they could make bits of cheap plastic that you could put the controller in, oh man, well you can get Wii Sport, you can put it in a golf club. It doesn't add any playability, but you put it in a golf club shape.
But Nintendo also made
a tennis racket, or
I mean, Nintendo came out with, you know, the Motion Plus.
They came up with the
balance board.
Yeah.
They came with the zapper, the wheel.
Don't forget the vitality sensor.
Yeah.
Well, the Motion Plus to me was kind of like when N64 came out with the expansion pack?
Yeah, the expansion pack. You like Perfect Dark, you needed to play that.
For Perfect Dark and Donkey Kong 64, and I think there were a couple of other games.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot of games, but a couple of games you really wanted to play.
It was late in the console cycle, too, so there wasn't too many good ones coming out then. Mm.
But there were enough of them coming out that, and they were games that you wanted to play.
Yep.
So you sort of were like, all right, I guess I have to do it.
Yeah.
That was, and I think that's sort of what happened with the Motion Plus, you know.
Well, I mean, it was used to good effect in some games. Like in Skyward Sword, you needed the Motion Plus. But it was used very well. Like, there were certain enemies that you had to slash a certain way with your sword, because their weak spot would be exposed. So, like, they'd be blocking you, and you'd have to do a certain slash to hit them. It wasn't annoying, either. It was done fairly well.
Right, but one could argue that, you know, they could have just made the motion sensor better. Made the game's ability to pick up motion sensing, but like you don't necessarily need a better controller.
Well, no, you because I mean they only have the hardware they had. They couldn't. Motion sensing was as good as it was going
to
get.
Yeah, that's not something they could change with just software. They would have to put out.
You still need to own a lot of plastic though in the Wii. Though.
That's true. They're non-existent online gaming and.
Now, there was online gaming.
But the online
practically not.
It was done so badly with the friend codes for every really single.
It was like a 12-digit friend code. It was terrible.
Yeah. And there's like no communication until, I mean, barely. They came out with that thing with Animal Crossing where you could like talk to people, but still, I mean, there's like no communication or anything.
And what are you going to, you know, when you're playing with Eric, you could be like, "All right, Chessie, you go for the kill." What are you going to... Okay, 0412793 46.
At least it was free, though.
Hey, how'd you remember my friend code?
I mean, the PS3 is free, too, and that's...
No, you have to pay for it, but you get free stuff.
No, well, you know, that's only the PlayStation Plus thing. You don't have to pay for it to play online.
Nintendo has nothing like that, so it's just totally free.
Right.
Well, I mean...
But there's nothing there. It's free because you don't get anything.
I mean, Xbox Online Gaming... You pay for because it's great.
Right.
Yeah.
They do it the best, obviously. Nintendo probably did it the worst.
Definitely.
Because,
absolutely.
With the friend code and...
I mean, I guess at one point I would have said Xbox is the best, but I didn't say PlayStation's doing the best right now.
You think so?
Yeah, because, I mean, because Xbox doesn't give you anything for free. Like, if you pay for their service, they give you, like, free, like downloadable games and stuff.
Xbox started a rewards program.
Yeah, but Xbox reward program is shitty.
Yeah. Well, yes.
It's like, hey, you have over a thousand gamer score. You get 1% off your purchases online. Oh, great!
Yeah. It's poopy.
I don't do much online gaming, so it never really affected me.
Right,
but they also, I think, one of the big problems though was their lack of third party titles, and the ones that they had were pretty bad.
Yeah. Just, well,
Sorry, go on.
No, I was going to say, I mean, it launched with third-party titles.
Yes.
And then somewhere after a year, year and a half, the developers just kind of stopped making them and just start putting out shovelware.
Well, I have a friend who worked for a while at Konami, and he told me that the reason that that stopped was because when developers develop games for cross-platforms, they develop it for the smallest platform, you know, the least... the least capable platform, and then they sort of tweak it a little bit, but for the most part, it's the same game.
Right.
So if you're making a game for the Wii, the Xbox and PS3 games are going to be super dumbed down for Xbox and PS3, considering. So developers didn't want to make games for the Wii because they didn't want to dumb down their games when they could make these expansive, great looking games for Xbox and PlayStation. I mean, imagine if they tried to do Fallout on the Wii. That would be awful.
Right.
Yeah.
And not only were the graphics capabilities vastly different from the Wii to the PS3 and the 360, but the controlling systems were also completely different. So it was almost like you were developing a different game.
Well, Ultimate Alliance for the Wii was practically unplayable.
It was pretty terrible.
I mean, it was... You had to do different motions... to use different superpowers. And you'd constantly be using the wrong superpower.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
waggle left and right to shoot my web at Spider-Man, and it's doing the up and down one, and I'm not doing anything. What the hell is wrong? Mm-hmm.
And I think when games realize... And when it was simple movements, like in Wii Golf, you know, you swing the club, or, you know, in Zelda, where you just sort of slash your sword...
Well, I mean, but that's another thing with Nintendo first-party titles doing it right. Like, a lot of the third-party titles, when they did incorporate motion control, it was just waggle your controller.
Well, because they weren't making games for the Wii, they were making games... They were making a game.
And then making it fit with the Wii.
And then they were just like, all right, well, if we're going to be on the Wii, let's make Doctor Strange's Eye of Agamotto... You'd use it by shaking
button. I'm not even talking about that. I'm just talking about any game. Like, they would just... That became the motion control. You just shake the controller to do something.
Well, that was because...
That's all you would do.
Because the first-party titles were being developed for the Wii, so in the planning of the game, it was, well, how can we work motion control into it? Third parties, it was game first, control second, and that's why I think the controls suffered. Yeah. And I think that's part of the reason, what I said before, is why they stopped making third-party games, because they weren't good, and they were affecting... I mean, Ultimate Alliance for Xbox 360, I keep using that one because that's the only one I can think of that I played, for 360 and PlayStation, could have been better had they just been 360 and PlayStation.
Well, it was better.
For me, the biggest contrast...
I mean, it could have been even better because they wouldn't have had to dumb it down.
Right.
For me, the biggest contrast between Nintendo and a third party developing games came with WarioWare, and I had a Harry Potter game. And WarioWare was very straightforward. You know, they told you the different poses, the different ways that you were supposed to use the controller.
Yeah.
And before each game, they reminded you of which method you were using before you got into the game proper. And if you used more than one, it was complicated. In this Harry Potter game, each spell that they wanted you to learn was a different motion with the Wiimote. And, you know, they wouldn't remind you of anything. So it's like every time you got into a battle of any kind, you were like, okay, what the fuck do I do?
Well, not to mention they don't remind you in the wizarding world, Ryan.
Yeah, you're not a wizard, Ryan.
Obviously not wizard material.
You are not Harry Potter.
Not to mention, I doubt the motion sensors were... sophisticated enough to actually get it right most of the time when you waggle the controller.
You know what's kind of I just realized this. It's funny that, you know, how, you know, Xbox 360, PlayStation 3 have HD graphics, and you know, Wii doesn't. But that's Wii had, their one thing was, you know, the Wii motion, the gimmick thing, right? And then so Xbox and PlayStation said, oh man, we gotta have a gimmick, so they made the Move. And then the Kinect.
Yeah.
But the Wii, Nintendo never goes, we're never going to have HD on the Wii. It's just going to be crappy standard.
Well, they couldn't. Once they released it, they could do it.
It could have somehow became like another, like a Wii Mini with HD.
I mean, I'm no huge fan of the Kinect, but I think the Kinect did did motion sensing better than
And the Kinect, the Kinect does have those games that are just like, okay, this has Kinect functionality, but fucking why?
Burnout Crash.
You can play with the Kinect
by
moving around like an idiot and jumping up and down.
Mass Effect's Kinect was just you say what the different moves, like, hey, do warp.
But you bring up a good point about, I mean, I think the lack of HD and just having SD graphics was kind of one of the things that they missed the boat on.
Yeah, I mean, Nintendo did drop the ball on a lot. The online gaming. I think Nintendo doesn't always do a good job of predicting where future trends are going to go. Because when they released the Wii, that was a lot of people were asking them, why aren't there HD graphics? And Nintendo's like, well, most people don't own HD TVs, so we're not going to do that. At this point, most people do, though, and I don't know if that just seems like poor planning on their part. Like, you could run an Xbox on a non-HD TV. It still works.
You can't read half the text in stupid games, but you can.
Yeah. And, they should have made it as good as... But on the other hand, it kept the cost down, not making it HD, which made it more buyer-friendly and family-friendly.
I mean, but, you know, as I said, Xbox and PlayStation came out before Wii. Well, PlayStation only came out, like, maybe 2 days before the Wii. But, I mean, Wii was, like, the last console and didn't have HD. It was really weird.
Right.
I mean, it sold, you know, like, 20 million more...
It outsold the 360 and the PS3 for years.
Well, again, I think that has to do with the fact that it's geared towards the more casual gamer and families, and I think that, Xbox and PlayStation obviously are for the gamers, and, you know, the hardcore gamers, and we care about graphics. Grandma doesn't care about graphics, you know?
Grandma probably bought a Wii and just kept playing Wii
Exactly.
Born.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like... Grandma probably thinks that the little pixelated woman throwing the bowling ball looks cool and is amazing. Like, she's amazed by that. Uh-huh. So...
Stop generalizing Grandma.
Seriously.
Well, that's because we're jaded now. We're like, you know... Well,
Grandma grew up with the Magnavox Odyssey, you know, where you had to fucking tape things to your television screen. Right.
Grandma grew up with the Stereopticon.
They grew up with this radio.
A rod dio.
So like XM?
Yeah.
Oh, alright.
Regardless, though, of their failures, our Nintendo still has sort of made its mark, I think, though, with the Wii. I don't think that it will go unremembered.
Well, no, it won't. I mean, it did definitely bring... It created motion gaming.
Yes, it did.
For better or worse, it did.
I don't think it was ready. I think it sort of... I think it was a little bit early, and it wasn't ready for it, and I think it suffered because of that. But it did sort of launch it.
Well, yeah, I mean, you have to start somewhere, though. It's not going to be perfect the first time out.
Hopefully the Wii will be better.
So. It was, like, revolutionary. It introduced that. One of the things I always note is that it introduced the whole bring in Miis like it did. Having your own little avatar on the console.
Well, they were the first ones to do the avatars,
right?
They?
And then Microsoft jumped in with the avatars... I think PlayStation had their PlayStation Home thing for 7 seconds before everyone realized it was horrible. But
yeah, I mean, and the other thing it did is it really blurred the line between, you know, a hardcore gamer and a casual gamer, because now you have, you know, mom and dad are sitting there playing the Wii, and, you know, that's something that wouldn't have happened with the GameCube or the PS2 or the Xbox. And it's the same thing that cell phones are doing. The line between, you know, gamer and non-gamer, everyone plays games now.
Nintendo is banking on that now. All those commercials for the commercials where they have the hot girl like playing the game.
The 3DS, and she's
like, I'm not a gamer, I'm a puzzle solver or whatever, you know, because that's what they're banking on now is. You're not a gamer, you're a whatever, you know, you're just...
I think one of the reasons the Wii came so big was, you know, because of the casual games, and it also came out during the DS time, and the DS was huge.
Yeah. Yes, tremendous.
With the DS and the Wii together, I mean, it led to, like, a huge... Everyone's a gamer because of those two big systems.
And mainly cell phones, too.
Yes,
mobile gaming helped, you know. Who hasn't played Angry Birds?
Put the DS and the Wii together, and you pretty much get the Wii U.
Yeah,
so, I mean, I think that it was a successful system.
For a while.
Well, financially, it was very successful.
Yeah.
I mean, for Nintendo's bottom line,
it was very successful. And say what you want about it, and you know, us. I know a lot of Nintendo fans sort of feel betrayed by them that Nintendo sort of went this other way, but for the company, it was very successful.
And it made it made its market history, the gaming history.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't feel betrayed by them. I mean, I don't. My first party titles were still great. Yeah. So I mean, that's why I buy a Nintendo console.
I mean, I wish
I want Mario, Zelda, and Metroid.
Would I have liked it to be? Would I have changed things about it? Would I have liked it to be different? Yeah. But I think it was, like I said, it was definitely a financial success and. You know, it made its mark in history, and we're talking about it, so...
Yeah.
But the one thing I have to say about it is I got a lot more play out of it maybe like 3 years ago, 4 years ago, mm-hmm. than I have in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Just because...
It died off.
Yeah, everything just sort of flipped off, and when Eric brought his Wii U over and we had to sync up my Wiimotes... The batteries in the Wiimotes were actually just corroding. That's how long it had been since I touched my Wiimotes.
I went to actually play my Wii the other day, and the batteries in my main Wiimote were dead, so I went to my other one to take them out, and there were no batteries in it. I was like, oh, I can't steal the batteries from this one.
The last game I played on the Wii was probably Skyward Sword.
Yeah, that was the last one I played too. Yeah.
I just jump on mine occasionally for like a little bit of the virtual console. Like I'll play Pokemon Snap on there.
And your Pokemon.
Pokemon Snap is the greatest first-person shooter ever.
It is. Rails. Hmm. Well, I mean, for most of us, you know, we're looking for titles like, you know, Mass Effect or BioShock or Alan Wake or Assassin's Creed or things like that, you know, where it's going to be, you know, not necessarily adult game, but more mature and, you know, a game that I think, you know, we talked about how BioShock could be considered art. You know, games that are more about story and graphics and things like that.
Right.
And that's not what the Wii offers. It offers something else. Other people like that.
Just mindless entertainment.
Yeah.
Well, no, but I mean, again, you know, the games that Nintendo makes do have story. Skyward Sword had a great story.
Right, but
The Metroids have a great story. I mean,
Mario has the same story.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, but what I'm saying is that those games are few and far between. They come out once every couple of years. For the most part, I would say that I would guess that 60% of Wii usage, probably more, is to play party games.
Yeah.
I would say
Nintendo games or any game that had Wii something in the title.
Yeah, right. Or, you know, some sort of fun family game,
yeah.
I would say. I have no way of knowing. I would have to do research into that, but that would be my guess.
Didn't you do research? Didn't you know you're going to do a podcast about the Wii?
You should have done your research, Ed.
You're right.
Unprofessional.
Good hosting.
Get out of this state!
Get out of my state!
Dad would be very disappointed.
That's true.
He would. He'll send his son after you.
Son of mine.
But what are we really here to talk about, guys?
Pineapples.
Ah, it's a pineapple soda here.
Will Wilson's beautiful bodice.
Mm. No.
Bodice?
His beautiful bodice.
He wears a bodice?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
What's a bodice?
It's like a corset.
Yeah.
Oh. I almost felt bad for not knowing that. Why the hell would I know that?
He's gotta get the boys up there.
Uh-huh.
The girls, you mean?
No, it's the boys, because he's a boy.
Oh. I'm still calling the girls.
And he calls his balls the girls.
The answer is the Wii U.
Are you sure it's not pineapples? Pretty sure it was pineapples, though.
What did everybody think? We actually all got together at Ryan's house and played a little bit of Wii U. Derek was there, too, wasn't
what?
He?
Yes, yeah. He was. Was he?
Yeah.
Yeah, for one of the times, yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I thought it was a Wii HD.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really... it's not bad, but right. I'm not like, oh, wow, this is amazing. It's a Wii HD.
That was sort of my... I thought it was a Wii with a tablet, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
They found some interesting ways to integrate that into the game mechanics, but it sort of completely separates the one person with the tablet from everybody else
right.
in the room.
Yeah.
I would say the U and Wii U stands for upgraded, which is an upgraded version of the
yes,
Wii.
Yes, I completely... to me, what it felt like... Because I actually played with the Wiimotes most of the time. I only used the tablet once or twice. To me, it felt like another piece of plastic to come with the Wii, like another peripheral, like, hey, this Wii game... Like a new type of controller to interact with your Wii.
Yeah.
Not that it was bad. I thought it was fun. I thought it was cool.
It cost $300.
Except it cost $300, and it's this whole new thing. And like you said, I think it did sort of cut the other person off a little bit.
Yeah. Like, well, and one of the things, I mean, it's they turned the TV into a DS, which is kind of cool in principle. But when we were playing Zombie U, the thing I noticed is that like there are you have to keep looking at the tablet because there's a lot of stuff going on. Like your whole inventory is on the tablet, and you have to like scan the environment. And I mean, it sounds weird, but in terms of gameplay, it takes a lot longer to look down at your tablets in your lap and then look back up at the screen than it does absolutely. On the DS. I mean, it works a lot better on the DS because it's handheld and you're really looking at both screens at
once. And they're small. They're also both small screens. You conceivably can have both of them in your eye.
Yeah, and you're just flicking your eye up and down. With this one, when you're moving your head, it kind of got annoying after a while. Like, you have to scan, like, I have to do this
in a game like Zombie U, a half a second can mean anything. It can mean everything.
That's a feature I think of. I think it's one example of, I think, you know, where it shows the potential of the tablet,
right?
You know, because it did really add to, like, when I have the Wii U, as Eric has it, and when I'm playing a lot, I've been playing Zombie U a lot, and it's just adds really to the tension of it, because I'm looking at the screen and I have to look up and say, oh, there's a fucking zombie, and
it did a lot of things well. I just think they did too much with the tablet. They put too much onto the tablet. Like, this is everything the tablet can do, and you're going to use it all. I'm like, okay, I don't need everything right here. This isn't a tech demo. This is a game.
But that's what they're really going to do with the beginning of the console. They want to showcase everything that thing could do.
Yeah.
Although, personally, I really like... I don't have Zombie U. The only games I have for it are Nintendo Land's Mario U and Scribblenauts. And I like the fact that it's portable, and with those games, you don't have to be looking at the TV and the tablet. You're just looking at the tablet. So I could start my game up, leave the TV on, and just like lay down in my bed in the other room and just play Mario there.
Right, but then get a 3DS. Like, why are you going to spend $300 on a console?
Well,
you're
I think,
just get like an iPad or something. Why are you going to spend? You get this whole
in the same vein as the Wii. We played Nintendo Land. We played both the single players and the multiplayers. And the single players were kind of they weren't terrible, but they were like, oh, whatever. It's not
like two of the party games are good,
but the party games are fun. You know,
the Mario Chase
one.
Mario Chase was good.
And
the Pikmin was not.
The Pikmin one, I mean, the Pikmin one wasn't bad. It was just...
I think we didn't like it. We were in the mood for it.
Yeah, the one with the fruit was kind of fun. Yeah.
The Animal Crossing, yeah.
No, that wasn't fun at all.
And the one with the ghosts was kind of annoying, but I could see how that one could be fun.
But yeah, but again, you know, like, we're going back to it, alienates the person with the controller. Because, you know, if they're quote-unquote the first player or whatever.
Right.
They're, you know, entirely looking at the controller, and everyone else is having a great time looking at the
TV. But I guess the idea would be to sort of rotate.
But then you're still, even if you do, but whoever has the controller is that...
Well, for the round, you have a five-minute round. For 5 minutes, that person's... I think what the strength you can that I see there, though, is the strength that the Wii had, and what's kind of why... The kind of the whole point we're making here is that it's the multiplayer, it's the party game, you know. We're all playing together, you know. Four people are doing one thing, one person's doing the other thing. Now we rotate.
Also, we're now playing, we can play a five, like, we're, you know, we're five friends, and we can play a five-person game.
Right. That's cool.
Yeah. Because everything else is just four player, and being able to have that fifth, it was cool to have all of us involved in it. Even if one person was sort of sequestered with the tablet, we were all involved. Right. So
I mean, I still don't think that there are any of all the games we played and that I played. There's nothing that was a system seller for me.
No,
I'm waiting for Nintendo. Like I said, we were talking about how the first party titles from Nintendo were the best Wii games. I think the same is going to hold true for the Wii U. That those are when Nintendo releases Zelda and the first, not, you know, Super Mario Brothers, Wii U 2, whatever. But when there is an actual Super Mario game, like, those are going to be the ones where you pick it up and you play it and you'd be like, oh, now I get it.
Well, that was because the Super Mario Brothers Wii U was. It was the first game, just you can put blocks.
Yeah.
Right.
It was Super Mario Brothers Wii, but whoever has the tablet
can add boxes.
Yeah.
And help
that's not
or
really
not help.
Playing the game.
No.
Even.
That was essentially a sequel to another game, and you could add boxes.
Yeah.
Which, I don't think really. I don't think that highlighted the tablet.
I don't think that highlighted
what the, I mean, I guess it did sort of change things a little bit. It almost made it too easy, because then you could be like, hey, I want to get up here. Okay, here's a block.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think,
or you could, oh, sorry.
I was to say, I think games like on Nintendo Land specifically were made to showcase what.
Yeah.
It comes with the more expensive one.
I think it did it well, but, you know, Alex brought up a good point. Are there system sellers? He says no. Is it worth getting now?
I mean, I would say not yet. I got it the day
well,
I got it.
That's because you're a whore.
Fuck you.
A whore.
Ouch.
He's a gaming whore.
I got it on launch day just because I wanted to finally have a console on launch day. It was just kind of a little, I feel good.
Eric, game. I bought a PSP on launch day.
I'm so sorry.
You should have asked me if it was worth it. But I would have said no.
I mean, I am getting my entertainment out of it. I'm not saying it's a bad...
Those papers would fly away off of your desk every time you opened your window if it wasn't for your PSP.
No. My DS is keeping my PSP down.
What about your Vita?
I never got a Vita.
I have a Vita. Yeah.
I learned my lesson.
Evita?
Yes, the singer.
She's not a singer. She was married to Ron Perone.
No, she sang in that movie. That's all I care about.
You mean Madonna?
That's all I care about. I owe all my education is from movies.
Apparently you're not paying very good attention.
I don't care. I saw her sing. She's a singer.
She was married to Ron Perone.
Ron Perone? How was he? Was he a baritone?
No, he was a dictator.
Well, maybe he should have learned to sing as people liked him better.
That's probably true.
It didn't matter how much people liked him. He was the boss.
Well, yeah. I don't care. I was in the middle of it. My impression of the Wii U, and everyone interrupted me. So! Alright, I guess I'm done.
Yeah, I don't think that it's worth getting now. You know, I think that... I'm glad Eric got it, because it'll be fun to play, but...
Yeah.
I have it. I got it as a Christmas gift.
So yeah.
If you get it as a gift, it's a wonderful gift.
I wouldn't say no to one.
Yeah, if someone was like, hey, have a Wii U, I'd be like, oh, thanks, but I'm not going
to
go out and buy
even
it.
If somebody said, here's a gift certificate to get $50, to buy a Wii U for $50, I'd probably spend $50 on it.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to... How much is it now? Like $300?
It's $300 for the one price, and then the other one's $350.
Right.
Yeah, that's still too much. I mean, like I said, there's no game on it that I want to play.
No.
So I'll wait. I mean, I know once Mario and Zelda and Metroid come out, I'm going to get it eventually.
Oh, yeah.
But Nintendo's also going to release 5 different versions of it. And you know, each one's going to be better than the last, and they're going to be progressively cheaper, too. So if I wait another 12 months, I'll be able to get the Wii U Plus for $200, and it'll come with a rocket ship or something.
Do you think they've done any... What have they so far done better than Wii?
Well, they have HD graphics.
Yeah.
Yes.
The online community. Yeah, they actually do have sort of an online thing now.
Mm-hmm. They have the Miiverse, which is really... It's, you know, they have a whole bunch of, like, forums about... But people playing the game as you, and they can, like, oh, listen, I'm stuck in this. Can you help me? And they help you. And it's the modded by, like, you know, people from Nintendo. They were doing a really good job of taking spoilers and stuff. It's a really good... the Miiverse is a really good community.
Their Mii creation is actually really fun because it
uses a picture
of you.
It makes
a completely accurate, not at all awful rendition of you.
Well, if you make a stupid face at it...
It should work anyway.
It made a pretty good rendition of Ryan's butterfly sculpture.
Yes, it did. Which was disappointing, to say the least.
It just said butterfly tattoo, and everyone would have thought Ryan now has a butterfly tattoo.
Well, Ryan does have his tramp stamp.
But yeah. I think what's cool is you can take the picture, but then you can also alter it and make it, you know, your own creation. So I think that's cool. What are our future predictions? Hopes and fears? When do we think we're going
to
buy it?
I'm afraid that the Wii U is going to gain sentience and try to kill us all.
Well, that was the fear I had about
Kinect.
Yeah, I was certain that was going to happen.
Yeah, I don't have any fears. I mean, I think it's just started out as a console, and they're still trying to figure out exactly, I guess, what it is. I mean, they're bringing the virtual console now to it in spring, so that's going to be good. There's a whole bunch of games that's coming out soon.
I'm
excited about. You know, they announced new Zelda, a remake of Wind Waker, Smash Bros. So all the games that we want is coming out.
Are they remaking Wind Waker with the same graphics?
No,
HD graphics.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, once they start releasing their, you know, AAA Nintendo titles, that's when I'll pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
But until then, I don't really see any... Unless I get it as a gift,
right.
I'm not going to go... I'm not saying, oh man, I want a Wii U right now.
Hey, Alex.
What?
Open up that box next to you.
What? This one?
Yeah.
The one that's ticking?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, it's just a bomb.
Yep.
I'll deal with that later.
You know what my favorite feature on the Wii U is? It can turn into a Wii.
Yeah.
That's right, it has Wii-bode.
Yeah. You can just, as a feature on the thing, it says Wii, I have to click on it, and it turns on the tablet, you need using a Wii controller, and it's just a Wii. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh man, this is the best mode ever. This is what I want on a Wii U. I want it to turn into a Wii.
So in case you missed all the fun of the Wii, you got the Wii U, now you can turn your Wii U into a Wii. See what it was like.
What I will say is that if you are... if you're like a new dad or a new, you know, whatever, and you're looking to get a Wii, you're looking to get your first game system, I would say getting the Wii U is worth it. Because buying the Wii is going to be pointless right now.
Mm-hmm. Does the Wii U play Wii games?
Yes.
It does. Okay. That's why it has Wii Mode.
So, does it play GameCube games?
No.
If this is your first system and you're looking to be a casual gamer, I would say it's worth it to buy it. I would say go out and get it, and absolutely, because you'll be able to play Wii games, and you'll be able to have a great family system, and then hopefully somewhere down the line, the Wii U will pick itself up.
Of course it plays Wii games. It turns in as Wii Mode.
That's
you need
true.
To go on Wii Mode mm-hmm. to play the Wii games.
That's true.
So that would be the situation.
I would say that, you know, I'm not much of a hardcore gamer, but I'm also not much of a casual gamer. I guess I'm not much of a gamer, period.
You're a player.
I
just like Portal.
I like Portal, and I like
Bioshock.
I like games that are really pretty.
Yeah.
And
that's because you're really pretty.
Thank you.
That's why he's friends with Will.
But I do puzzle games and platformers and stuff like that, and even I'm not that intrigued by the Wii enough to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
By the Wii U, rather.
Yeah.
It's not for you. Wii U.
For we? Me?
All right, so I guess we can basically say the Wii was a good system.
Yes.
For the most part. It was successful, and...
Right now the Wii U is a little underwhelming.
Wait to get a Wii U unless it's your first system.
Also, the Wii controller can turn into a TV controller.
Yeah.
Hmm. So if you're missing a controller... Buy a Wii U, and you can use it on your TV as a controller.
Yes, if you're missing your controller, don't go out and buy a $20 universal controller. Go out and buy a $300 Wii U to replace your missing controller.
Yeah,
that makes sense. That's a perfect plan, mm-hmm. Meyer. Thank you. I never would have thought of that. Mm-hmm. I would have to stop at Best Buy on the way home to get a new remote.
For your TV. Too hot.
All right,
that's what they call it.
Why don't we take a little break?
Take a little break.
Yeah. And we'll be right back with a sketch. I think Eric wrote a sketch this week.
Sure.
All right. Well, we'll be back with the sketch that Eric wrote. Hopefully.
Yeah. We'll
be
right back.
What is that, Dad?
You're gonna love this one. It's kind of out there, but it's really new and hip. I think it really speaks to the zeitgeist.
Oh, Jesus. What is it?
Okay, so keep an open mind, guys, because this sketch is so modern and so fresh, it doesn't even have a script.
Wait a minute. You didn't write this sketch. I did.
I don't know what you're talking about, Ed. Anyway, as I was saying, it doesn't even have a script. All it has is a name. It's called Eric Sketch.
Eric Sketch!
Oh, God, not again!
Wait a minute. Ed's right. We totally did this sketch already.
No, we definitely didn't. I mean, Eric Sketch is totally original.
Oh, yeah, we did do this. Here's the part where you tell us that anytime someone says Eric Sketch, the narrator says it in a really cool voice.
So let me get this straight. You haven't written a damn thing, but you have somehow managed to alter reality in such a way that a creepy disembodied voice says Eric Sketch.
Eric Sketch!
Every time we say Eric Sketch.
Eric Sketch!
Exactly.
Wait, isn't that just a line from the original script, too?
Yeah, it was my line. The first time. When it was called Ed Sketch.
Ed Sketch!
Holy shit, there's two of them!
All right, fine. I stole the idea. I forgot I was supposed to write one, so I just copy and pasted Ed Sketch.
Ed Sketch!
And called it Eric Sketch.
Eric Sketch!
Stop it!
And what kind of voiceover did you get for your crappy knockoff?
Yeah, I know. He sounds like Don Knotts passing a kidney stone.
Hey! Hey! Don't knock my voiceover guy. He does the best he can.
Hey, Eric! Who's this douche talking shit about me?
You're talking to us?
He's kind of right, though, Len. You don't sound good. Don't ruin this for me, Tom. It's my first gig since I lost Betty last year. Don't bring Betty into this. She was my sister before she was your wife. Oh, please. She couldn't stand you. Why don't you come over here and say that to my face? Because we're disembodied voices, asshat. We don't have faces. Oh, that's it. I'm totally becoming corporeal and kicking your ass.
Oh, great. Just great. Now our voiceover guys have materialized into horrendous mythos creatures and are having a titanic battle in Ryan's basement.
My mom is going to be so pissed.
And look at Mike. He's completely catatonic.
All right. Guys, look, just calm down. It's just a cold open. As soon as the other voiceover guy says, "Welcome to Ragnarok," this show will start as if none of this ever happened.
Eric, this isn't a cold open. This is the ending sketch. Greg left. He has a night job.
Oh, God, what are we going to do?
Just cut the music.
Eric, what have you done?
Dude, do it before.
Cut. Oh, God, they're coming. They've got to be...
Interstitial music.
Oh my god.
Seriously.
That could have turned out really poorly.
Where did they go?
I don't know, Ryan.
When that interstitial music's playing, we cease to exist. We just sort of blink into that. In fact, when the podcast isn't happening and we're not talking to the audience, we don't exist.
Ed, don't mention that. I don't like that place we go to.
I don't like this podcast.
Are they going to be waiting for us the next time?
Damn that gypsy curse.
Okay, I know. Meyer. One day we'll break it.
Gypsy is a racial slur, Meyer. That's why they put a curse on you.
Well, you know what?
I'm gonna see my family.
I have faith that the son of Da'ad will help us break this gypsy curse. But
that's
until
why I
then,
worship him.
Mm-hmm.
Until then, you can send us an email and tell us what you think about the Wii U or the Wii itself at info@ragnarok.com. You can find us on iTunes if you subscribe to our podcast. You can
which you should.
Uh-huh.
Keep in touch with keep up to date with our APs and our episodes. If you give us a 5-star rating, we'll read it on the air.
Because we're awesome.
Also, we might play your voicemail on the air, but you have to call us and leave us one. And the number is 516-362-6373 or 516-362-NERD.
Wait a minute. I didn't understand that coming from you, Ed. Ryan, what's the number?
516-362-6373 or 516-362-NERD.
Oh, was that clear?
I got it now, yes.
It's too bad we didn't do this episode later. Otherwise, we could have done a THQ-logy. Because THQ went bankrupt.
Yeah.
Or you could like us on Facebook. Actually, you should do all of these things, probably. Really.
Yeah, yeah.
Not these aren't ors, these are ends. You should like us on Facebook. And don't forget
facebook.com/ragnarok.
And don't forget to follow us on Twitter because we're awesome.
Because we tweet all the time.
We do.
Constantly.
Stream of tweets.
Never ending.
I'm tweeting right now.
We actually got a tweet from Robert couple of weeks ago, and I responded to it yesterday.
Is he the one that likes Meyer's penis?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, Robert P., I'm sorry. I gave away his whole name.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
What have you done to him, Ryan?
The internet knows that he likes us.
No, the internet knows he likes Meyer's penis.
Well, we could beep it out in post-production.
You know, we should maybe point out that people may have noticed that this episode is a little shorter.
Yes, you may have noticed that. There was an announcement following the podcast about how our podcast was going to be shorter, but we had to cut it out because the podcast was too long.
Yeah. But it's shorter now.
Mm-hmm. So
it's for the greater good.
The greater good. So why don't we just sign ourselves off now, speaking of keeping our podcast short, and we can go and bathe in the blood of virgins and worship the son of
the podcast ends, we're going to go back to that place. I don't like that place.
Well, Alex, you should have thought about that before Meyer called that person a gypsy.
But I said Romani!
Well, you should have thought about that before bringing Meyer to a place where there were Romani.
Right.
I'm Ed.
I'm Meyer.
I'm Alex.
I'm Eric.
And I'm Ryan.
And this has been episode
30.
The Wii Eulogy, or the Son of Dad. Stay tuned for more.
Aren't you all creepy?
Yeah. Oh my God, guys, we're fading out.
Oh God, no!
Thank you. Thank you.